What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. I've been perusing the best of 2024 book lists. The New York Times and my friend Laura's at Slate Magazine. My TBR pile is getting bigger. That's the to-be-read pile. Did you resolve to put your phone down and stop playing solitaire and pick up a book instead? Or was that just me? Check out Emily Temple's list of lists at lithub.com. She reads oodles of best of lists and counts which books are recommended the most. Interestingly, Maynard Paul Dworin's latest, called Pitch Dark, tops the checked out list at Blue Hill Public Library, but doesn't make Emily's list at all. Local lists can be great. I was turned on to lithub.com's list by Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. If you're serious about reading and writing in Maine, you might want to join. Folks are ringing in the new year in South Brooksville at the second annual Last Night Celebration. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. in the South Brooksville Methodist Church with Father Timely's proclamation, songs, poetry, stories, and music. At the Brooksville Community Center at 7:30, there's a steel drum band workshop, and at 8, an acoustic music circle followed by a contra dance from 8:30 to 10. It's a free evening, and you'll be home well before midnight. Our own Zoe Weil will talk about her new book, Solutionary Way, at the Ellsworth Public Library on January 2nd, starting at 5 p.m. Maybe you want to begin 2025 by exploring how to cultivate a solutionary mindset and explore practical solutions for creating positive change. Colloquy Down East offers study and discussion groups appealing to a diverse set of interests, led by a facilitator committed to preparing a syllabus designed to keep the discussion flowing. ColloquyDownEast.org for more information about the sessions starting this month. If your New Year's resolution is to try new things, I have two open mics and a book club to offer you. Next Saturday, you even have a week to prepare, is the monthly poetry open mic at the Gatherings in Surrey. Bring a poem that you wrote yourself or something by someone else to share, or just come and enjoy the readings. That's 1 to 3 p.m. next Saturday. For more information, SurreyGatherings.org. Also next Saturday, but at 7 p.m., is the open mic at the First Congregational Church of Blue Hill. The first hour is open mic. Get your ukulele out, find your tambourine. Do you still have a saxophone? Brush off that poem that you just worked on for the afternoon. The second hour of the evening will be a performance with longtime Blue Hill resident, Ben Full. Ben's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist with lyrics that are, I quote, at times poignant, sometimes ironic, and often politically exasperated. That's January 4th, 7 to 9 p.m. Go to bluehillcongregational.org for more information. Also in Blue Hill, the public library is starting a new style of book club. It's an intergenerational book club for anyone 13 and older. It starts Wednesday, January 8th. It's 5:30 to 6:30. They're starting with the book, What You Are Looking For Is in the Library, by Michiko Aoyama. It's translated from Japanese. Copies are available to check out at the library. The group's going to meet in front of the fireplace in the library's Adelaide Pearson room. They're even providing snacks and tea. bhpl.net for more information. I went to the Courthouse Gallery in Ellsworth last week to enjoy the Sol Invictus artwork and poetry reading. I'm so happy I can tell you that the show remains up, and poems are on the walls next to paintings. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, through January 10th. Be sure to check out Bill Carpenter's poem, The Ice House, William Irvine's When Miracles Were Common, Stu Kestenbaum's poem, and so many more. We need inspiration this time of year, and this show has it. I think we have time to listen to at least part of a poem. This is a snippet from When Miracles Were Common by William Irvine. When I was young, time was away. The town clock was silent, its face turned toward the elderly. In those Scottish days, I walked the long sleeve of canvas shore where the receding tide left miraculous drawings. In tidal pools, clouds swam with the fish. Fallen trees, resting on their elbows, slept by the shore's edge. Once, on a grain of sand, I found a map of the Sahara. For more information about the show, courthousegallery.com. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street. Happy New Year, everyone.